אמר הפופה הכל מועדים בפסח שמניח פרוסה בסייך שלמה וביצה. בפסח בשעס דבציה one takes the פרוסה ומניח תר שלמה, זוכר את תחס השלמה סימס במרשי and וביצה. What is the reason? My time lechem oinixiv. Let us see Rashi. Meniach pusat hachashleim and nimsa shteim biyodai or beitzeya or mishteim or min hashleima. That's on the Gemara before. Lechem oinixiv. V'darke shal oni bepusat. V'fikach tzorich sheyeroe kebeitzeya min hapusat. So from here Rashi would seem that Rashi holds lemaise the betziya is made from the shleime. But al kolponim, it should seem kiboitzeya min haprusa. It could be the svara is the Tosfos HaRosh has a loshon the kiven shemeniach shteim yachad havekilu botza mishneim. Could be the keilu is because when he holds both together, it's keilu they become one lechem godol. The top is a shleim and the bottom is a prusa. So that's the sheyeroe keboitzeya min haprusa, because the prusa becomes part of the shleime. Let us see Tosfos. Hakol moedim bepesach shemeniach haprusa b'soich hashleime ubeitzeya. My time lechem oiniksiv. That b'shas, that's of the Gemara before, I didn't want to... Yeah, hakol moedim bepesach shemeniach haprusa b'soich hashleime ubeitzeya, my time lechem oiniksiv. Mishum dechsiv lechem oini, meniach haprusa tachas hashleime, v'nire kibaitzeya al haprusa. That's the lashon of Rashi. Umikol mokeim ein libtzoya ki imal hashleime, but lemaise the betziya after the birchas hamoitzi should only be on the shleime. V'al haprusa yevorech al achilas matzah, and on the prusa you make al achilas matzah. V'koychim v'oichlim mishteyem yachat, and then you eat from both together. Kedei sheyeinire kebeitzeya ala pruse. This I don't understand. The beginning of Tosfos it would seem meniach a pruse tachas hashleimo v'nire kebeitzeya ala pruse. That alone is sufficient, and that was really the sugya before also. That you meniach prusa b'soich hashleima beitzeya, and you have the same v'nire, v'nire kebeitzeya ala prusa. And Tosfos ends off by saying, v'koychim v'oichlim mishtayim yachad. You need this also, that you eat both together. Kedei sheyenire kebeitzeya ala prusa. It seems you need the achila also of the prusa b'shas mais. V'chein ha-minik. Al kaponim, the minik is, that the moitzi, that's called a beitzeya and the shleima. The moitzi, after the moitzi, a beitzeya and the shleima. And the achilas matz is made on the prusa. But you should hold the prusa there, b'shas the brach of ha-moitzi. Avol ein lasois ha-moitzi, v'gam al achilas matz min ha-prusa. But one should not learn the Gemara, that the Gemara means one has to be boitzeya on the prusa, and that means that you have to make the moitzi and the achilas matzah min haprusa. Da have ka oisem mitzveis chavilois chavilois. This is equivalent to a person who is doing mitzveis chavilois chavilois. That's the first lashon of Tosfos. V'nirali. And then Tosfos says, "Da have broche shel nenin ve'einam nikroim chavilois chavilois." So lechayre, the second svar in Tosfos is very understandable. The klal ein oisem mitzvahs chavilois chavilois would mean he has one kois and he wants to bench on the kois and make kiddush on the kois. Wants to do everything. Nira olav kemasu. He wants to pater sich from all the mitzvahs he has. He wants to get it over and done with. That's the chesaron of mitzvahs chavilois chavilois. The Gemara is a kasha, one can make kiddush and have dola on the same case. It's also chavilois chavilois. Aber al koponim, that's the musig of chavilis. Chavilis, you want to do a whole bunch of mitzvahs on one chayfetz. That's the chesor. Here, I'm only doing one mitzvah. I'm making the broche of al achilas matzah, I'm making on the pruse. That's lachamoyni, darke shaloni be pruse. I am making a moitzi also, so the moitzi is a matir. It's a broche shel nenim. I'm not doing another mitzvah with the pruse. So therefore, I have to make a birchas hanenim. And Taisis brings a raya doha akidish mevolchim kiddish a birchas hayayin. You make kiddish ala kois, and you make a birchas hayayin ala kois, because it is a birchas hanenim. So l'chayre, the second svore is very understandable. The shayla is, what is the first svore? Perhaps we can learn two oifanim, what the machlokes is between these two lashonis. We could perhaps learn, and there's a mashmois and there's a ruah like this, there's a machlokes harishonim, if there's a mitzvah every yontif to eat pas. There's a taisvis in sukkah, there's a taisvis weiter in broches. Is there a mitzvah achilas pas in yontif? We see one of the rayas that there's no mitzvah sachile, because we have a gzeir shove tesvov, that is a mitzvah to eat the kezayas of pas, sukkis, al tesvov, and on the gzeir shove, vaisos he wouldn't be mechuyiv. Yontev is mechuyiv v'achilas pas, vaisos yontev is not mechuyiv in achilas pas. Although there's different terutzim, there's a numa chayiv al tzukeh, even though if it's raining. Aber al koponim, there is a pilpul in rishonim, if there's a bazundere chiyuv of achilas pas in yontev. It could be that Taisvis is speaking about, one makes a moitzi on one matzah, and one makes an achilas matzah on the other matzah. So it could be be'etzem, that the first lashon in Taisvis held, that there are two mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah leil Pesach to eat pas al tziyontev. And there's a mitzvah be'erev toichlu matzis. There's a mitzvah of achilas matzah, not al tziyontev. There's a besunder mitzvah be'erev toichlu matzis. So be'etzem, the moitzi could be al tziyontev achilas pas, which is one mitzvah. And the achilas matzah is al tziyontev mitzvah be'erev toichlu matzis. It is very interesting. The Chok Yaakov brings down from many Rishonim, we know it says in Shulchan Aruch, you make a, like the first day, you make a moitzi on the top matzah, you make a chilas matzah on the pruse. So the Chok Yaakov brings down, on the kezayis of the top matzah, you don't have to eat behaseide. On the pruse, you have to eat behaseide. So what is pshat? So l'chayre, that is pshat. Because the kezayis of the top matzah, that's not mitzvah achilas matzah, that you have to go als yontif, there's a chiv yontif to eat. For all practical purposes, it doesn't have to be shmura matzah. That is a mitzvah als yontif to eat pas. It doesn't have to be beseibel, it doesn't have to be shmura matzah. That's a mitzvah als yontif. The prusa, the lechemoini, that's a mitzvah berev toichle matzah, that's a besondere mitzvah of matzah shmura. So what if a person will make two broches on the second matzah? Well, he took his esim of the second matzah. So l'chayre, this has to the inyan of mitzvahs chavilas. That means he wants to be mekayim with one matzah, he wants to be mekayim two mitzvahs, the mitzvah of achilas pas and the mitzvah of achilas matzah. Could be, that was the first shita in Taisvis. The second sheet of Taisus could be holds that that's not true, that there's bachlau no mitzvah of achila in yontif. Taisus and Sukkah holds like that there's no mitzvah bachlau yontif. The whole chiv is only matzah. So the moitzi is only a bichas hanenin mitzvah, a bichas hanenin. So memeila pastish kan chavilis chavilis. That's one mahalach. We could learn another mahalach that, The Marei Mesode brings down the Python in Shabbos HaGodol. The Python says as follows. V'lomo shar yerokes boin tchile. Why do you take first karpas? Lifter chazeres shel mitzveh broche ruyelo. To pater the chazeres, it means you make, you take karpas. And you make a boire prio adomo on the karpas. To pater the more. V'she'en loymar shtei broches ka'achas. You shouldn't make, that means if we wouldn't have the karpas. So we would have to make two broches on the morer. So the mele, that's why we take the karpas, that we should make the boire pri adoma on the karpas, and on the morer we'll make alachilas morer. V'chein b'shtei matzis, when you have two matzis, by leil pesach, poitrin michalo lechalo. So you make a moitzi on one matzah, and that patels the moitzi on the second matzah. V'shori ha-moitzi ala shleima di lovei, and v'leikech ha-prusim avoich lecho matzah. So al koponim, you see from the Python that it's not this vora I said. Here was Dicha speaking about a birchas hanenin. He tells to the karpas, the Boir Pri Adoma of the Karpas, also you shouldn't make two broches on one thing, so therefore we take Karpas. So we see Afilu by a Birchas Hanenin, there's also an Indian of Ein Oisin Mitzvahs Chavileis Chavileis. Perhaps the Machloikis is totally in a different Chakire. Is the Birchas Hanenim a Matir? Or is the Birchas HaNenim a mitzvah's Hillel also? We wanted to be toilet that there's two inyonim, this Kodesh and this Hilulim. Kodesh is an Iser, so the Broch is Mata the Iser, and then this Achiyuv Lahalil. Could be, if it's only a Matir, then L'chayret Sichem Mestava, the second Lashon of Toisvis. So Memele, so what's the Oisim Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas? I'm only doing one mitzvah of Achilas Matzeh. And the might is only matter the iser achila oda osa le odom le hones bailam azeb le broche. Could be the first lashon of Taisvis or the Python that the Marei Mesode brings down holds that besides the het it is also a chiv lahalil. There's a din hilu. So memele, when one makes a broche on a machal, he's doing a mitzvah also. Not only is he matter, he's doing a mitzvah with this broche. So he's doing l'chayre two mitzvahs on one chatiche. Past chavileis, chavileis. Al koponim we have here amachloikis. V'rabbeinu Menachem Mivine ho'yorogil lasis hakol ala pruse. He made everything, both broches on the pruse. He made everything and he held the pasnish tastes chavileis chavileis. That's like the second day over here. Be'etzem was also noite that you could make a moitzi on the pruse. So he held both matzis and he made the moitzi on both of them. Koidem sheyivtza, v'achar kach mevorech al achilas matzeh, u'beitzeyem ishteyem achar kach. Ve'ein zeh chavilois ma'achar sheyoise al shteyem. It could be even though he was doing both b'basachas, but since he was boicher, another matzah, I mean the moitzi went on the prusa also, in mevorech al shteyim. But since he made the moitzi on the shleima also, so maybe the nirikim masui doesn't apply over here. Upon me mapi kori nafshe mi plukte, v'loi hoya roitze l'shanis ha-minik. The minig was that they used to make the moitzi only on the shleima. So you don't want to be Mishana from the Minik. He made first the Moitzi on the Shleima. And he made us, some of the matzahs were a little thicker than our matzahs. say made a slight betziah, v'loi hoya mafrida, ad she yivoyach ala prusa ala chilas matzah boitzeyem ishtayim yachad. That means, be'etzem, he held and he felt that the betziah should be made on the prusa, because that's the ikka matzah yom lechem oini. But the minig ha'olam is to make it on the shleima. So therefore, he made a shtikel betziah after the moitzi on the shleima, but mustama yet in zin that the moitzi should also go on the prusa, and later he was beitzei from the prusa also, and it wasn't nire ka'isa mitzvahs chavilois. Omar Ravabe, ubishabes chayiv odom livtsoya al shtei kikrois. Shabbos, a person is mechuyiv to be beitzeya on two kikrois. My time, lechem mishniksiv. There it says lechem mishta, liktu lechem mishne, so memele, there there's a chiv to be beitzeya on two kikrois. Omar Ravashi, chazinele le Rav Kahane, the noket karti. Ubotza chode. Because the word lechem mishne is mentioned by the lekite. So it is sufficient if b'shas achize, there was a lekita of lechem mishne. The achila wasn't of lechem mishne. There were leiked lechem mishne. So achize of lechem mishne is sufficient, and it's not necessary to be boitzeya on both. Ubotza chode. Rab Zeire have botza akulo sheiruso. So there's a machloikis harishonim what this means. Rashi says akulo sheiruso, prusa gedoilo. That when he cut the prusa by Shabbos, so during the week he used to cut a smaller piece. But in Shabbos, prusa gedoilo shayadailo lechol asude b'Shabbos. That the amount of challah here for the whole sude, he cut at once, and this was out oinik Shabbos. Or kovit Shabbos. That's how Rashi learns. The Rashba learns pshat, and the Goyin also brings down this pshat. Botza akulo sheirusa. He was beitzeya on all the chalas that were in front of him. There were five chalas in front of him, so he opened up all five chalas. Omalei Ravina l'Ravashi b'komischazei k'raftunoso. That's a raftonis. However we learn pshat. If he opens up all five chalas, it's zicha raftonis. If he takes gora a big portion, it seems it's also that they hold Rashi's pshat is not so portioned. Why it's called a raftonis? He's just taking how much he needs for the whole suda. Amalei kim dechol yoyme loy kovid hochi ve'idna ka'ovid loy mischazei k'raftonus. Doesn't look like he's a rafton, so that's permitted. Rav Ami ve'rav Asi kava misrami lohu rifte de'eruve. When they had a pass of eruve chatzeres, or eruve tafshilin, mevochen alei moitzi lechem min ha'oretz. So they made a moitzi lechem in the oretz. That means they used it for the lechem mishnah. Omri hoyel v'is'avid bei mitzvah chodeh. That means erev Shabbos. We did, let's say, eruv chatzeris, we did one mitzvah with it. Navid bei mitzvah chitish, so Shabbos will do another mitzvah with it. Riftet the eruve, she'irvo boy esmoel eruv chatzeris. They used it for an eruvi chatzeres, so they were beitzeya on it in Shabbos. So from Rashi we see klar that, and that's how lemaisa we paskin in Shulchan Aruch, that the eruv chatzeres is only necessary to be kayim bein hashmoshes. But in Shabbos, even though the eruv chatzeres is completely eaten up, it still functions, the eruv chatzeres. That's shitas Rashi, and that's what we paskin in Shulchan Aruch. The Meiri Afenot and the Rashbat seem to hold that if the Erev Chatzeres would be eaten on Shabbos, so it doesn't function anymore. So he says either it's talking about, I think, an Erev Tavshilin, or it's speaking about that he used it Sunday. Yes. Oma Rav. Agabuch, they bring that from the Guyoine Ashas, that it's a Hiddur, I think he brings from the Maril. A hiddur, if one writes the ksube right before the erisin, to use the same edim for the ksube that were sumim on the ksube to be edi erisin also, and he stels su, the maril stels su this gemore, Kivnis Avid by Mitzvah Chodah, they were the Edom and the Ksuba, they should be the Edom also for the Eresim. Omarav, Tu Boruch, Einai Tzorich Levorich. So let's see what Rashi says. Tu Boruch, HaBeitzeya, a person was Beitzeya. He said, Amaitzi Lechem in Horetz. And then he was Beitzeya, he cut off the prusa from the lechem. Koidem shetoa min prusa, before he ate from the prusa, that means he had made a moitzi and he didn't eat yet. Botza mimeno, he cuts off a piece from the prusa. Vahoyshit lemisha etzloi, and he hands it over to someone who's next to him, who he was moitzi with the broche. Va'omar loy, and he told him, tu mi prusa sa broche. Take from the chelik that I made a moitzia. Aval pishe soch bintayim, even though he spoke out between the broche and his own achila, ein tzorich lachzer levoch. He doesn't have to make a new broche. Aval gav the sicha hava havsoke, I sich is a hefsik between the broche and the asiyas hamitzvah. Kedamrinim b'menoches, Soch vein tfilin le tfilin sorich levorech. The person was soch between the tfilin shal yad and the tfilin shal rosh. So the lohaniach that should have been said on the, which was mighty the tfilin shal rosh, he lost now because he was mafsi. V'chein bekisa, he has to make over a new broche. V'chein bekisa yadam. Hachsiche tzorech broche v'loi mifsike. But this siche is a tzorech broche, so therefore it's not called a hefsik. So the shaila is, what kind of a tzorech broche is it? What tzorech is it? He made the broche already. What kind of tzorech is this? Why is this called tzorech broche? So once heard from Rav Melunu, what's later found in Pnei Yeshua, it seems to say like this, that the tzorech broche is as follows. Because he was mighty, the second person with his mighty. He said, "Amaitzi lechem in haaretz." So for himself, he has passed. So the broch is only chal when after the broch he eats something. But if Yenne won't eat, so for Yenne it won't be a broch. So he's telling Yenne sich geklotzt halten. So he tells Yenne tu boruch. That in order for it's the bracha should be chal for you, you have to eat now from the prusa that I made a bracha. No, if you won't eat from it, so it won't be a bracha for you. So the amire is a tzorech that it shouldn't be a hefsik in Yenim's bracha. So I'm ensuring that the bracha that in order it should be a bracha for Yenim, he has to eat right now. So since this is a tzorech of the bracha, it's not called a hefsik in the bracha. Now, the Gemara only said, Einai tzorich levorech. That means it's brought down, one shouldn't do this. Lechatchila, it's not preferable. We even had, Taisva says that a person should cut the pass, a person should cut the pass before the broche, that it shouldn't be a hefsik, it should still be mechubah, but a chelik should be cut, because that's a hefsik, a hesach hadas. So lachatchila, one should zicha be moineya from doing this also. This is zicha lachatchila, not the correct thing to do. Rav said, but if he said it, with the yeved, it's not mafsid the broche, since this is a tzorech broche. But what if he said, hove melech, hove lifta? So the only reason is that he wants that the te'ime of the prusa should be tome, that he should, the pas should taste well. So that's a hiddel in the te'ime. But if he'll eat pas without melach, it'll also be a broche kshere. I mean, in order for the broche to be chal, he has to eat something. So it's a hiddel that it should be a chilach shuve. If it won't be an achilach shuve, it'll also be yoitze de broche. So since this is not called a tzorech broche, it's only a hider in the broche. This is called a hefsik. For Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Rabbi Yochanan was meisav, afilo heviyu melech, afilo lifton, nami yein tzorech levorech. That since this is a hider in the broche, because the broche is chal al yidei achile, So it should be an achilach shuvis, and it also is not a hefsek. Rashi, heviyu melech, nami yenei tzorech levorech. Sha'avzu tzorech broche. This is also a tzorech broche. Shetei pruse shel broche necheles betam. So this is also, that means ayideh achilach shuve, the broche is chal. So it's also considered a tzorech broche. Rav Sheishis Omar, afilu govul leturi, nami einei tzorich levorach. If he told someone, he made a moitzi, and then he chapzer that the behemoths, the shvorim, did not eat yet. And the halach is that they have to be, he has to make sure that they're eating first before he starts eating. So memele, so this govul leturi, is also a tzorech bracha because he's not permitted to eat without making sure that they're eating. So memeu, so this is not a hefsek. Rav Sheishis Omar, afilu govul leturi nami einei tzorech levorach. Domar Rav Yehuda, Omar Rav, osa laodom sheyoichal koinim shita machal behemtoi, shenema v'nasati eisev besotchali behemtecha v'hodor v'yachalto v'sovota. So it seems that achilas behime is kodim. The Karen Ladovit says that, but as soon as he said govil leturi, he doesn't have to wait till they start eating. That means it's not mutal olav. Kozman dachilas behemoisov as mutalim olav. He's not allowed to eat. But the minute he gave it over to someone else to take care of, he told govil leturi made yener anachroi. So memele, so it's not mutal. So even though they didn't eat yet, but it's not mutal olav anymore to see that they should eat, because it's the achrayus of the person he told it to. So memele, then he's permitted to eat. Govil leturi, govil esamursun b'mayim letzorech hashvorim. The Mefarshim say this is dafke by achile, by shtiye. Then one is not mechuyev to be magdim the behemoth to the shtiyas to Adam and the being a raya from Rivke. But first, in the Tfilus Eliezer, it says also that he said the first shall say that he should drink and then begam gamalecha eshav. Omarove, so Mamel the Machsa Shekel says, so if he'll say give the behemoth to drink after the moitzi, it's a hefsik because it's not a tzorech achile. So Memele, or he said it, he made a brocha teshti, and then he said that they should drink, so since there's no iser on this, so this will be called a hefsik, and therefore you have to make over a new brocha. Omar Rove Bashmu Mishum Rabbi Chiye. Eina Beitzeya Rashoi Livtzoya Atche Yeviyu Melach Oy Lifton Lifnei Kol Echad Ve'echad. That means he's being Moitzi the Oilam with a Moitzi, and they're only yaitza with his broche when they'll be toyim. So Memele has to make sure that his melech and lifton in front of them also. That's his chiyuv. If he's moitzi them, he has to make sure that they should have side the pas and side the melech and lifton to make sure that there'll be a achilach shuva from the pas. That's a memra of Rava Bar Shmuel. Rava Bar Shmuel ikla lebereish geluse. Afikulei rifte, they gave him bread, and as yet they didn't have time to serve the salt. Ubotzalahedye, and he went, he was betsay on the bread without salt. Omalei, so they asked, Omulei hodor mar mishmaite, Omulu les dein sorich boishes. Zot Rashi, Ubotzalahedye, claim him yad, vlehimtin le melach veliftan. He didn't wait. Boishes ikuf, kame boishes rochboi, claimer, Pasniki Yehuzu, this is a Pasnoki, ve'ein sricha lifta. Toisvis, hove melach, tzorich levorech. That was the memra of Rav, v'havi hesach hadas, because it is not a tzorich broche. V'achamrine beper gimel de menoches, soch bein tvilin le tvilin, tzorich levorech. V'chein haloche, im soch bein birches ha-moitzi la'achile, ובין ברכס קידש לשתיה, צריך להחזר לבורך. He has to go and make a new ברוכה. צריך להחזר לבורך. אילב מילסה דשייכה לסודה. unless this is a milsa de shaykhil esude, k'moy tul boruch, then he doesn't have to make a broche. I once was ma'oireh, this halacha is brought down in Shulchan Aruch also. I once was ma'oireh, there's a ma'oiredike beis meya in Hilchus Mila. We'll see later, there's a l'chei rabsa Rashi, a raya from Rashi later in case of mevorchim. The beis meya explains Ashitas Hagoinim. The Ashitas Hagoinim is, what should one do when there's a tainis? And you make, by Mila, you make a Beire Priya Goffin, and Kaddish, Kiddish you did me better. So, what do you do with the Beire Priya Goffin? So, the Goinim say that the Mavorach makes a Beire Priya Goffin. This is by Yom Kippur, it's brought down. And you give the Rachanimu. Like this is a Shaila Yom Kippur to give to someone else, the Mosel Mizrach, you give a cotton, he might drink Yom Kippur also. He give it to the Rachanimu. That's the Shitas Hagoinim. So the Beis Yosef asks a Moira de Kekasha, how could you give, you're making, he's making a Beire Priya Goffin, he's giving to the Rachanimu. The Rachanimu is doch, is Loi Giyel Lechinach, it's a Brocha Levatola, making a Beire Priya Goffin, he give to the Rachanimu. That Kasha the Beis Yosef asks on the Goinim. So the Beis Meir says a Moira de Kipshat. The Beis Meir says the Brocha of Beire Priya Goffin. What's the title Beire Priya Goffin? I'm giving a shvach to the Rabbeinu Shloim that he created Priya Goffin. When does one give the shvach? He gives the shvach when he uses geffen, when he uses wine. So Memela, then he thanks the Rabbeinu Shloim that Rabbeinu Shloim created wine. Now there are different tashmishim of yain. There's one tashmish of yain, you drink wine. Fine, you want to drink wine? Thank the Rabbeinu Shloim he created a Priya Goffin. There's another oifen of shimush shel yayin. Ein oimrim shira el ala yayin. There's a mitzvah to say shira ala yayin. So on. I'm got in the, that's why you take a kois by the bichas amile, you take a kois, because this is a bchina of shira ala yayin. So I'm taking the kois, and I'm thanking the Rabbeinu Shel Olam that he created wine, so I have to thank the Rabbeinu Shel Olam that he created wine. That I have wine with which to say Shire. So I make the Beire Priya Goffin, that I have wine. The Beire Priya Goffin is not a Hanoz, a for the Hanor Gashmi, it's for the Hanor Ruchni, that I'm able to do a mitzvah with this yain. Therefore I make a Beire Priya Goffin. Why do you give it to the Rachanimu? That's Tamazoi, you made a broche, so it shouldn't be a bezoim for the broche, you give it to the Rachanimu. But not to make it a broche levatola. It is not a broche levatola. I have to make a broche on the wine regardless, because I'm using the wine to say shire. And the Beis Meir says the same shtik teure by Kiddush also. The Beire Priya Goffin of Kiddush, he says, is not only for the shtia sayayin. The Beire Priya Goffin for the Kiddush is that Fakert, I'm thanking the Beis Shalom, I have wine to make Kiddush with. It's a mitzvah Zochayu ala Yain. So I'm thanking the Beis Shalom that I made Kiddush, that I have wine with which to make Kiddush with. So Lachayra, I once thought that if that is the case, so let's say a person's made Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Beire Priya Goffin, and then he made Kiddush, Baruch Ato Hashem Mekadosh HaShabbos, and then he spoke out. So l'chayre, if the whole reason for the Beire Priya Goffin is for the shtiyas hayayin, so then Tosfos is zeh gerech. So before he had a chance to drink the wine, he was mafsik, so there's a hafsik between the broche and the shtiyas. So he has to make over a nochmal a Beire Priya Goffin. But if this alone is a mechayiv, using wine for Kiddush is also a machai for Beire Priya Goffin. So l'chayr the bracha was chal already. I'm saying, Baruch Ad Hashem Elokeinim Elokeilom Beire Priya Goffin. So memele, that I have wine with which to make Kiddush with. So memele, so the bracha was chal. Now I make Kiddush. So l'chayr the dibble should not be a hefsik. L'chayr what hefsik ben araya that Tosfos does not hold like the Beis Meir svarim. Gavulchai once brought a raya to the Beis Meir. The Gemara says in Psochim as follows. The Gemara says in Psochim that Beis Hillel holds Mevorech al hayayim va'achakach mevorech al hayayim. There's two svaris. One svara is todo v'sheine todo todo koyda. Let's speak about this svara. That the bichas hayayim is todo, the bichas hayayim is eine todo, todo v'sheine todo todo koyda. Is l'chayre, the musig of todo v'sheine todo is as follows. I have two mitzvahs in front of me, like we had before. I have to daven mincha and musaf. And which one should I do first? So that you do the mitzvah tadira. That means if I have a problem, there's two mitzvahs metoleis all of achshav, which mitzvah should I do first? So you do the mitzvah tadira. Shagasai is a shaila, it's a person ate a suda, he's mechuyven birchas hamazon, and it's svira soima, should he sail svira first, should he bench first? Al kaponim, that's if I have two mitzvahs metoleis lefonai, and I don't know which one to be magdim, so you magdim the mitzvah tadira. Now, if one does not learn like the base mayor, so why do you make a bayre priya gofen? You make a bayre priya gofen, you know why? Because they have to drink the wine. So my mayor, not allowed to drink without making a bichas anenim. So therefore you have to make a bayre priya gofen. Why do you have to drink the wine? Because it's halacha, mevorech tor sheyitam. Yeah, because you made kiddush on the wine, so you have to be toyim. So lechayre, the seder advarim works differently. The seder advarim is first I'm making kiddush. The kiddush is mechayiv, I should be toyim from the wine. I'm not allowed to be toyim without a broch. Oh, so let's make a bayre priya gofen. The bayre priya gofen, I'm not mechayiv now in a bayre priya gofen, I'm mechayiv to make kiddush. The bayre priya gofen is chal after the kiddush when I want to be toyin from the yayin shel kiddush. Then I have to drink the wine. Now I'm interested in drinking the wine. Now I have to make a bayre priya gofen. But before, bechlal it wasn't mechuyev in bayre priya gofen. So we passed that musig of todir sheni todir koydim. That's if you don't learn like the base mayor. But if you learn like the base mayor, it's beautiful. That b'shat is because now when I'm making kiddush, I'm using wine, so I have to make a bayre priya gofen. The kiddush alone is a machayev of a bayre priya gofen right now. So what should I do? So both brachis amutolei solai bebasachas. So then the din is you have to be magdim the brocha tadire. And the second svara is also very good. Shayayim goyrim lekiddush etayomar. So without the wine, I wouldn't be able to make kiddush. So I'm thanking the Baruch Shem. I have wine with which to make kiddush. But al kaponim, from this taisves, it would seem nitazay, because dachsachmer, according to the Beis Meir, afilu he spoke out after kiddush, even if he spoke out after kiddush, he shouldn't have to make a new broche, because lechayre, the Bayer Pri Gofen was chal on the yain, legabi the shimush that he made kiddush al yain. Let's go further. V'chein b'shchite, so Taisve says that by shchite, Taisve said before by tefillin, if a person, the laniach goes on the tefillin shorosh, so before he puts on the tefillin shorosh, he's not allowed to be mavsik. V'chein b'shchite, Taisve holds, if a person is shechting five behemoths, and he made one broch ala shchite, so the shchite is going on all five behemoths. If he spoke out after the shchite of the first behemoth, before the shchite of the second behemoth was mafsik, so tzorich lachzor levorech, because there's a hefsik between the broch and the second shchite. Ilav mi milsa de shchite, unless the speaking is a tzorich for the shchite. K'moi. Ha'oid yoiser behemis v'tal negoylem lishchait. And this the Bnei Yeshua explains, this is a tzorech, because this is a tzorech of the broche. Because I made a broche, so you have to bring them now. It shouldn't be a hefsek between the broche and the second shchite. Oy sheyoymer achoyis heitev shlo yishomat loch, shlo tiposel ha-shchite. Then ein zu avsoke. Period. Now Taisa speaks, we sung about Hovi Melach. Va'onu ein onu regilim lahavi ala shulchan loy melach v'loy lifton b'shem de pas shalonu choshuv v'rei hu ki hodom abesomach leiz dein tzorech boishish. You don't have to wait for the melach. So l'chayre taisus means to say that so leitun, since you don't need melach, so if a person will say hove melach, will be a hefsik, it's not a tzorech broche. Miu Rabbi Menachem oye medagdik ma'oid lahavi melech ala shulchan. Rabbi Menachem was very much medagdik. Kedi ise bemedrash, kshi Yisrael yoishvin ala shulchan, umamtinin ze ze ad she yitlu yedeyim, vehein beloi mitzvis, hasotin mekatchik alayim. Aces, one person was moitzi the whole tzibu, and so he had to wait till everyone finished washing, so they were sitting there without mitzvahs. Is asotin mekatrig aleim, bris melach megin aleim. Exactly pshat in this medrash, I don't know how it works, how the bris melach is megin on this kitrug, if there is a kitrug, if there's a taine, what should they do? The Magen Avraham says something very interesting. The Magen Avraham says they should speak in Divrei Torah. So is it the Magen Avraham? After Netilas Yadayim, before the Moitzi, they should speak in Divrei Torah. He's Mata Dibur, because only a Zehir is Baumes. If you have over here, Mahamda Hasotn is Mekatrig, Zoma Radin in Divrei Torah. I mean, Lachere, someone was Moire, Zoma Trachten in Divrei Torah. I mean, the Pstor, no one thought of this. Nicht mehr trachten die Vrei Teure, nicht mehr retten die Vrei Teure, aber bring Salz und Shalom a Yisrael. You have to know how this works exactly. You also have to know the Hemshech, Lechere, the Pashtus of Loshna Teisus, Volt Epesais Gewissen, Teisus started off an Ovei Melach Tzorech Levorech, because it's a Hefzik, and then it's not, if it's a Tzorech, it's not a Hefzik, so Teisus speaking about it in Hefzik. Then Taisvis says, "Aba by our pass, we don't need melach." So lochayra the hemshich is, "Aba by us, it will be a hefsik." Since there's no necessity for melach, it is a hefsik. Then Taisvis says, "Miyu Rab Menachem ayim medagdik ma'oid." So lochayra als Rab Menachem, lochayra doesn't have a shayches to our Taisvis lochayra. It should still be a hefsik. Rab Menachem needed the salt before the Moitzi. When everyone is sitting, waiting for everyone to come together, then you need the salt. So Lachere Pasech nicht in der Teisus. Lachere the Teisus is in Yesod the Teisus of Hefzik. So Rab Menachem kommt doch nicht da rein da in Hefzik. The Dibra Masra would be on later, Leis Dein Tzorech Boishish, and that's our passes like this, but Rabbi Menachem said you should bring salt as a pesandish. But the Taisvus of Hefzik, L'chayre Rabbi Menachem, but Nishke Mshat, because here you need the salt before the Maitzi L'chayre. Unless the Melech is Megin, because later you're metabolitin, I don't know. The melech is megan before. So lechayr is how does his, has no shaykhis with Rab Menachem. V'oma Rove Bar Shmuel. We brought already a member before from Rove Bar Shmuel, so it seems he's bringing other members from Rove Bar Shmuel. Mishum Rab Chiye, Ein Meraglayim Kolim Elo B'Yeshiva. That in Ein Meraglayim Kolim Min Haguf Elo B'Yeshiva. Lefi shekshak shikiluach korev lepisuk. If he's standing up, who doyik shlo yipul nitzaitzis al raglov umafsik. So therefore, that is not a healthy hanhoge. So therefore, one should be a yoyshev. Omer Rav Kahane, there's an eitzah that one can be an oimed also. Ube ofo tichuach afilo ba'amide. V'ilek ofo tichuach, yamid b'mokim gavoy, v'yashtin l'mokim madroin, so memele, so there's no chshash of netzoitzis, so therefore, so it could be called afilu ba'amide. Let us see Rashi, b'ofo tichuach, leka netzoitzis. Zog te gemore weiter. V'oma rove bar shmul mishmei derab chie. Achar kol achiloscho echil melach. The Goyin explains they didn't put salt in the macholim, so this is not gefährlich. But acher kol achiloscha echil melach, make sure that you eat some salt after the achila. Va'acher kol shesiyoscha, if you drank mashkois, which wasn't an orange juice concentrate, which you added water, all the mashkois you drank were without mayim. Is va'acher kol shesiyoscha shesay mayim vi'iyaton izik, and that's So it's a healthy union. Tanya nami yochi achi kol achiloscha achil melach. Vacha kol shesiyoscha shesei maim. Vi aton izik. Tanya idach. Ochal kol machol v'loi ochal melach. Shose kol mashkin v'loi shose maim. Bayoim, if this happened bayoim, yidag min reyach hapeh. O balaylo yidag mibnei askira. Yeah. Tana rabbono. Hamakva achilosoi b'mayim. If a person, after the achila, he drinks so much water that the food that he had eaten floats. Eine boli de chayli mayim. So memela, that's healthy and he won't have chayli mayim. The kamo, omar avchiz de kitain lepas. Exactly, the Goyin says they knew a shear, what size of a kitain there was, but there was a certain shear. Kitain lepas. Omar Rav Mori, Omar Rav Yoichanan, ha rogil ba adashim, a person who is rogil to eat adashim, achas l'shloishim yoim, moineya askero b'toich beisek. That's a very healthy inyan. Once in 30 days, I will call yoim loy, my time mishum dekoshel reyach hapeh, so you shouldn't eat adashim every day. Omar Rav Mori, Omar Rav Yoichanan, ha rogil b'chaldol achas l'shloishim yoim, moineya chaloyim b'toich beisek. I will call Yoim Eloi, my time of Mishim Dekosha Lechusha Delibe. Omar Rav Chiya Barashi Omar Rav, ho rogil bedogim ktanim, a person who is rogil bedogim ktanim, einei bo lidei choyle meayim. Chanine, ho rogil beketzach, what is ketzach? Let us see the Rashis. Hamak v'achilosi b'mayim, shoyse mayim harbei ach achilosoi, Ach achilosoi tsofe b'mayim. The achil is floating. Vayitzav ha-barzol metagamina v'kofa parzolo. Moineya askiro sha'choyli bo machmas itzu b'nei me'ayim. This brings about choyli. V'hadashim mishalshalim. So achas l'shloishim yoyim. Now what is this ketzach? Rabbi Seinu meforshim nailo belaz. It's a tight a kimmel. Aval ani shemati min zroim shezerim oisoi be'eretz yishmoel. So harogel beketzach, a person is rogel to eat ketzach, einei bo lidei ke'ev leif. Meis vei rab shimim gamli eloim al ketzach, echod mishishim samonien hamovesu. It is 1/60th of a sam hamoves, it's very unhealthy. Vayoshon lemizrach geiron, noi, if a person had a geiron of ketzach, and he's sleeping on the mizrach side, and the ruach droimis is bringing the reyach of the ketzach, domei beroishay. So that means he's putting himself in a sakon. So here you're saying, eini boli dei kev leiv, and here we see it's mesukin. So the Gemara says, loikash, ho bereichoy, ho betaimoy. That means the reyach of ketzach is takim mesukindik. But the tam of ketzach, that's very good. Einei boli dei kev leiv. Imei de rabbi irmiye, of yilei rifte, when she's to bake bread for him, umedav kilei, so bishas tafiye, she stuck ketzach on the bread, that the bread should be koilet the tam of the ketzach. Umekalfulei, but after it was baked, she took off the ketzach, he shouldn't be toyim from the reyach. Zogt Rashi, Lemizrach goironoi shel ketzach, sheruach marovis, ruach lacho, umesuntehi, umachneses horeach besoich aguf, and that is asakone. Ho bereichoi, ho betaimoi, horeach, koshe, vahatam toiv. Medavkelei berifte, ad shekola tatam, that it was koila tatam, amekalfulei, mishvil horeach. Rab Yehuda Omer, Boirei Minei Deshoim. Omer Rab Zeire, Viteimer Rab Chinene Bar Pope, Ein Haloche Ke Rab Yehuda. We don't paskin like Rab Yehuda, and Rab Yehuda said they make different broches mi Yechodis and Yitzmin, we don't paskin like Rab Yehuda. Omer Rab Zeire, Viteimer Rab Chinene Bar Pope, My Time de Rab Yehuda, Omar Kro Bol Hashem Yoim Yoim. That every day a person should make a broche. Chibi Yoim Mevolchen Oisoi, Belaila Ein Mevolchen Oisoi. So the Goyen explains, that means, if there would be no chiyuv bracha balayla, so it's good the lashon yoyim yoyim. That means, so yoyim yoyim, that means even though there's a hefsik leilis, about each yoyim there's a new mechayiv. But there's a chiyuv bracha kol chav dalet shoyis. So why do you say, Baruch Hashem yoyim yoyim? Elolay malach, there are different yomim. Kol yoyim v'yoyim tein loy me'ein b'chaysof. That means that the Shemenesra of Shabbos should not be like the Shemenesra of Chayil, the Shemenesra of Yontif should not be like the Shemenesra of Shabbos. So the different days are mechayiv different brachas. Hachinami kol minu min tein loy me'ein b'chaysof. So the same thing, each min is a mechayiv of a different brach. So therefore one should not pater it with one bracha klali of Beire Priya Adom. V'omar Rab Zeira v'teime Rab Chinene Bar Pope Boyu re'ei sheloi kemidas HaKadosh Baruch Hu midas boso v'dom. Midas boso v'dom kli reikon marzik. If there's reikonus and it's empty, then there's place to be marzik something in the keli. Mole, but if it's full, ainay marzik, aval kadosh baruch hu ainay kein. Mole marzik, if a person is mole, then he's marzik. Reikon ainay marzik. Shenema vayoymer im shamoya tishma. When will a person be zoiche to tishma? If he was a shamoya. Im shamoya tishma, vim lav lois tishma. Tavaracha im shamoya biyoshon tishma bechodosh v'mifne levovcha shuv loisishma. What are these two l'shainis? Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, kol yoyim v'yoyim v'shabes me'ein shabes v'yontev me'ein yontev kli molei odom chochom. That's the im shamoya pam achas soifor shetata oizen pam acheres. That's the first lashon. If you heard one, so that's the Moira, you'll hear again. In Tishma B'Yoshon, this is the second lashon, you has it over. Sheshoniso v'sholashto ma sheshamato yishtakeid, then is Tishma B'Chodosh. V'mifna levovcho shuv leisishma. Zokte Mishne Vaita. Beirech al peiris o ilon beire prio adomo yotso. Val peiris o oretz beire prio eitz. But if a person made a beire prio eitz al peiris o oretz, lo yotso. So the Pirkei Yosef brings a raya from this Mishneh to the Mogen Avrom. The Mogen Avrom says there are certain prio eitz that one makes a beire prio adomo. For example, like we had the Aminenitzpe, the Ikeperi, you make a Beire Priya Eitz, that which is not Ikeperi, you make a Beire Priya Dome, or let's say if it's not Nisbashel, so then also it did not come to the Shir of Boisor, so then one, this is not Ikeperi, so one makes a Beire Priya Dome. Because this is not the Tachlis of the Peri. Zokte Mogen Avram, but what is if a person made a Beire Priha Eitz on this Peri which the Halacha is to make a Beire Priha Dome? So Mogen Avram says, but the Eved Yoyitze, because in Yesod it is a Priha Eitz. It's not deserving to make the Brocha Priha Eitz because it did not come to the Tachlis. But Al Koponim, a Priha Eitz it is, so therefore, but the Eved it will patter. So the Beki Yosef says, so he has a raya from this Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Al peiris ha'oretz beire priya eitz lo yotza. But he doesn't say, Al peiris ha'tzorich levorich beire priya doma im berich beire priya eitz lo yotza. When is a beire priya eitz doesn't help if the yisod of the peiri is a peiris ha'oretz. But if it's a priha eitz that the loch is to make a beire priya dome, and b'dievedi made a priya eitz, b'dievedi is yaitze. Val kulam im omar shahakol niyo bedvoroi yotzo. It's very interesting, the shinei haloshen. The beginning he called it broche. Birech al peres eilon beire priya eitz.
Zveirach.
And here it says, Bal kulam im omar. This is called an amire, and this is called a broche. It could be, as he wanted to mention, that it could be there's two inyonim of broche. There's a broche of Hillel, and there's a broche that's a matir. Like the Rabbeinu Yoni says in the beginning of Ketzad Mevorchim, if a person says Shahakel, there's no din me'ile. He's, because he said lo ma'isa Shahakel, so it's loy mo'al. Or it's nosin levnei odom, aber lo ma'isa the chi of Hillel, the chi of Brochi wasn't yaitse. So therefore, it could be Shahakel is called an amire. There is no Hillel, this is the broch of Amatir. The broch is mefurata, is that falls into the gather of Hillel, and this is Beirech al Peire Seilon, Beirech Pri Adoma. Zog the Gemara. So, Lecheire, it seems there's a Chiddush in the Mishnah that we are Miyaches the Peire Seilon to the Adoma. It's a Pri Adoma, even though in Yesod it grew from the Ilon. Is man tane the Iker Ilon Arohi. But the Iker Ilon also comes from the Aro. The Ritva explains that this svara is that in Yesod, even though the Peri grows on the Ilon, but since the Ilon derives its unique from the Oretz also, so Memele, so the Shoyresha Yenike of everything is from the Oretz. So Memele, therefore one can make a Boire Prio Adoma because the Elon is only, it's a Tzinor that brings that it is getting the Yenike from the Adoma and giving it over to the Pri. Aber in Yesod, the Elon is not a Dover Mavsik. The Ika Elon Arahi. The Ika Elon is also from the Oretz. Omar, so Memela, therefore, if you made a Beire Pri Adomo, you could be Yitze. Omar Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, Rav Yehudi. This is Amach Loikis. And the Tan is Rav Yehudi. This Nan, we learned in Bikurim, a Mishnah Bikurim as follows. Yovesh Hamayon. If a person had a Beis HaShlochin, and the Beis HaShlochim means that the whole oifen that the tefua was able to grow in the Beis HaShlochim was because there was a mayon. Yovesh HaMayon, now the mayon dried up, so he does not have kalka that is able to give out peiros. That's one case. Or we have a second case. V'niktzat Zoilon. Or let's say he had peiros that grew on the ilon and now the niktzatz ilon. So again, he doesn't have the karka mitzadatzmoi is unable to give out peiros. So we have here in this matzav is mevi ve'enei koire. So he cannot say ho adoma asher nosatoli. Because b'shas kriya, he has to possess a domo that is able to give out peiros. And now he doesn't possess a domo that is able to give out peiros because the ilon is missing. The first case is poshet. Yovesh ha-ma'ayon, there is takachasoron in the domo alone. Could be there the domo is unable to give out peiros. But the second case, v'niktzat so ilon, so there, the Tanakama held that if the Elon is not here, so the Adoma is not a source of being able to give out peiros. So Bishas Avos Bikurim, he cannot be Mishaber the Bainishom al Adoma Shalnosatli because now Bishas Avos, he doesn't possess a Adoma that is able to give peiros. That's what the Tanakam holds. And Rabbi Yuda Oimer, maybe the Kairi, Rabbi Yuda holds that no. That Iker Ilon Aro, the Adomo is not Nigra to that the Ilon is not here because Alts is Nisyaches to the Adomo. Let us see Rashi. The Iker Ilon Arohi, the Iker Kol HaPeiros, he Haoretz. V'hakel godal emeno. So memele, your miyaches, the gidol ha-peiris to the oretz. Yove shamayin v'nikza tse'ilon, ho yeloi beis ha-shlochem. Uboi mayin shehu mashkeyu mimeno. V'kotzar bikurim mimeno. So he was koitze bikurim, so b'shas k'tzire, Bishas Ktzire, there was, he possessed a Adomo that was able to give out his payers. V'achakach Yov HaShamayim, but later, before the Kriye, he doesn't anymore possess such a Adomim. V'chein Sodo HaIlon, V'kotzatz Bikurmen, V'achakach Niktzas HaIlon. Maybe V'einei Koire, Sheini Yochel Oima, Mino Adomo Asher Nosatoli, because now Bishas Kriya, he does not possess a Adomo that is able to give out Peiris. The Kivin, the Yovish, Hamayim, Vediktsa Tse'ilon, Mimenu, Bot Lolo Aro. Just like the Halacha is, if he had sold the Karke after the Ktsir of the Bikurim, he sold the Karke to someone else, he can't say Adomo Shonosatali. Because Adomo Shonosatali, Bishas Kriya he has to possess a Adomo which is able to give out these Peiris. And he doesn't possess it anymore. So the same thing, if Niktzas Ilon, Yove Shemayim, he also doesn't possess the Karka. Maybe V'koire She'oretz Yeikar, Fakert, even though the Tziner is not here, the Ilon is not here, but the Koyach that can produce Peiris is here. Zweiter Adomo Shashan Osatli, this is the Mekoyer of the Peiris, even though the Ilon is not here anymore. Zog Toisvis, Rabbi Yehudi Disnan Yove Shemayim. V'nire, talochik Rab Yehuda, since our Mishneh, it only goes according to Rab Yehuda, so the loch is maybe v'koyri, the sosam lontane kivosei, because we have a stam Mishneh like Rab Yehuda. The Mishneh says, v'imberech ha-peres ilam, boire priyadomo, yoto. The Shagasai yes the taine lochayre it's not muchach because Afilu will say we have a stam mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda in Broches, but we have a machloikis in mesechtes bikurim. So there's a klalein in trei mesechtes is ain say the le mishnah. We don't know which is it a machloikis vachekach stam or stam vachekach machloikis. It's very interesting taisvis. Fakelti for emphasis the Rambam. The Rambam paskins like our Gemara, like our Mishneh, that b'di'evad his yoitz if he made a boire pri adoma ala pri yoitz, and the Rambam doesn't pass him like Rabbi Yehuda. So Ked Betzim, it's no problem, because it could be... No, this is a kasha and tais. The Rambam is a problem. If he doesn't pass him like Rabbi Yehuda, can he pass him like our Mishneh? No. I'm sorry, but this is ore the Shagasaya asks on taisvis, that it's not muchach that we pass on the Yud and Hilchus Bikurim because it could be stam b'achakach machloikis. Yove shama ayin, amayin, yesh meforshim lekach mevi ve'enei koire, mibnei, ba'yove shamayin, mibnei she'enei nire kimishabeyach lakodesh bochu, ela kikoivel al mashe nosen loya, domo she'enei ruye leperis. Now, Chosdovit said this is only by Yovish Hamayim, that there, so it's felt mishnin adome, but pshat is, the kriya seems like a kriya of tainis, adoma, shal nosatli, this is the adome that I have, she'ein eruye leperis. But by nikta se'ilo netzicha, there's a different time. So, the Gemara weiter. Al peiris ha'oretz, and Peiris Oretz, if one made Beir Priyetz, he's not Yoitz. If I take the Gemara Pshite, Omer Rav Nachman Bayitzach Lo Nitzach Lo Elo Rabbi Yehuda. He's telling us the Chiddush according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Omer, Chito Min Ilon Hi, that a Chito has a din of an Ilon, the Sanye. Ilon Shalcha Mimenu Odom Arishin. Ramei Yeroimer, Gefen Hoye. Shein Lecho Dovo Shemevi Yilol Alo Odom Elo Yayim. Shnema Vayesh Nina Yayim Vayishko. Rab Nechem Yoimer Teina Hoysa. Shebedovo Sheniskalkulu Boy Nisaknu. Shenema Vitru Boy Alei Teina. Rab Yehuda Yoimer Chito Hoysa. Shenetini Kedei Likreis Abo Vimo Achi Ito Im Tam Chito. So Memele, so The Ben Yoyada wants to say he ate from all three. Al Koponim, so Salkid, and all of them go into the Issa. Salkid, Aitach, Amin, Ho, Yolva, Omer, Rabbi Yehuda. Chita, Min, Ilon, He, if it's called an Ilon, Levorich, Olei, Boire, Priyo, Eitz, so therefore one should make a Boire, Priyo, Eitz. Kamash, Malon, Hechem, Avchinen, Boire, Priyo, Eitz, Eichad, Echishot, Lele, Lepeire, Issa, Legavza, after you harvest off the Peire, so the on-off, the branch is still around, v'hod ha-mapik, and it gives out other peiris. Aval heiched echishokus le'le peire, lesa le'gavze, but when you take away the peiri, so the branch is not around anymore, do the mapik, le'me v'china le'beire priyeitz, ela beire priyadome. So the Mishnah is telling us that the shame Elon in other places is not sufficient for Beire Priyaitz. Beire Priyaitz has its own halachas, that you have to have that the onof has to remain from year to year. Zogt Rashi, Shuhevi Yolola, Vizehevi Misa. Sheinatini Kedelikais Abavime, Vizenikreitz Adas. Gavza ha onof shall eats the branch. Mapik Peire Achine. Yeah, Zaktaisvis. Isa legavze vahodar ose. So al koponim, if the branch remains from year to year and peiris grow on it, so memele, then that is called an eitz. Mehoche nire, the tusim ufreizaish ubuntunshis are different types of berries that grow on small bushes, of yeitzibem. Tzrichen levoich aleim beire pri haetz. Because the eights last from year to year. V'chishokol ha-peiri b'shonezu, ha-darosa peiri ba'isi eitz atzmoi the next year. It doesn't grow, the whole tree doesn't grow again each year. The bush remains, and new berries grow on it. Miyu ha-rav Rabbi Menachem hevi rayim irishalmi de meseches kloim. The Mevorchin al kol minei da'otot on all small bushes Beire priyo adoma. He says, so Pshat is Rabbi Menachem was machadish like this. That means there are different characteristics of an Elon. For example, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Achita is a Elon, min Elon. That's a Elon legabi certain in Yonim. For Eitz Adas, it was also called an Elon. But legabi bilches ha-peiris, there's another halach in Elon. In order for it to have a shame, Elon legabi broche, we have to be assured that the branch remains from year to year. There's another halach of a Elon. It has to have a goiva. It has to have some sort of a height. We are speaking about these bushes, which we are speaking about, are less than gimel tfochim. So since it's less than Gimel Tvachim, you can't call this an Elon. It's Samuch La'aretz, so this doesn't have a shame Elon. So it means there's another halach ilugabi, the Beire Priyo Eitz, which Miyachad Abrocha Mefuretes, that's Davke Vehez Atzur of an Eitz, that's Lamaylo Migimel. That's the Svor of Rav Menachem. Miyo Rav Rav Menachem, Eviraim Yerushalmi de Meseches Kloim, the mevorchin al kol minei da'otod on all low bushes beire priyadoma. The kamar hosa mahagin va'atadin min ilam hei. It's an ilam. Ve'enom kloim bekerem. So if it's an ilam, there's no klaya kerem. Oporich vasanya elohein minei dishoyim hakundis va'otod. So here it says in a different baraisa that a otod is a desh, it's not a ilam. Mishani tamon lebroche. For broche it's called not an ilon. Vohoche lekloim. Almo leinyin broche minei dishoyim. So we see for broche that we need another halach, another tanai in order to fall into the category of eitz. Miu ledivrei hakel frizai shtoch vohoche lem boye pri eitz. Teine godol alatedim. That means this is a taller bush. V'eitzei miskakim yishona l'shona.